I think the message I would like everybody to have on board is that, yes, the United Nations AIDS has announced some successes, reduction in numbers, but we are far, far from where we need to be comfortable with our current successes. We really need to keep at par with what we are doing, particularly the advocacy for prevention, the push to have everybody able to access care and antiretroviral drugs where the epidemic is still rampant, and also to keep other people aware of what is going on and so that they can play their part until we get over this epidemic. Particularly, I'm concerned that some people are beginning to take it light. For example, thinking that since drugs are available, therefore the disease is treatable, this shouldn't be the case. And also I know, particularly in countries where the epidemic is a major issue, the contribution for funding for access to care is not as what we would want to be.
Sir, how do you convince them to give more money considering the tight economic times that we have?
The economic tight is there, but still the problem is a big one. The need for more funding for HIV care is still crucial. For example, if I look at the big countries, the G8 and the G20s, who are contributing more, it is in their own interest, as well as in our interest, the beneficiaries, that more funds are put on table to ensure that we can deliver the promises we've made over the years. But also, at the same time, the message goes to the beneficiaries, the countries like mine and sub-Saharan Africa. We ourselves need to invest more in the care of our people. I strongly believe that if we do so, it will also encourage the others to give us more, particularly at this crucial moment when finances are tight.
You say this is a crucial moment. Why is that?
Because of the financial crisis, other priorities are coming up. Global warming has come up, and people think it is more relevant. Other people believe that AIDS has received already enough money, and therefore they don't need any more. We need to change that and keep reminding them that, yes, the battle is not yet over.
Now, we've gone from the days where, for example, in sub-Saharan Africa, there were no antiretrovirals and people were just trying as best they could to survive with nutrition and loving care. And now we've come a long way where a lot more antiretrovirals are available. But what more needs to be done in Africa?
Yes, I entirely agree with you. A lot more people are on antiretroviral therapy. And in fact, UNAIDS has just announced that about 5.2 million people are on treatment. But don't forget, whereas we have 5.2 on treatment, 10 million still need the treatment. So we are far away from what is ideal. We need to have all these people put on treatment, because if we don't, we're going back to square one where we started off with fewer people on treatment and more deaths, which nobody wants to happen again.
What are your hopes for 2011?
Well, I hope, first of all, for 2011, that there will be more commitment for accelerated access to HIV care, through particularly for antiretroviral therapy. And secondly, of course, changes in the legislations across the countries where it is still illegal to address issues like homosexuality and the drug use, so that it opens the way for these people to even equal access the interventions which are available to others today.
As you know, the next International AIDS Conference, the world's largest AIDS conference, will be held in the United States, here in Washington, in 2012. Do you see that as an event that might be different from past conferences?
Yes, I certainly do. To start with, when we got to Washington, D.C. in 2012, we would have had 22 years without being in the U.S. as a result, of course, of the restrictions on people traveling to U.S. who are HIV infected, which was lifted. But also, more importantly, U.S. has made a lot of contribution, not only through the current PEPFAR, but also in the support of training and the research across the world. This will be an opportunity for them to show what they have done for the rest of the world. This time it's going to be in their own backyard, so there should be an opportunity to even demonstrate these collaborations and the benefits which have been come out as a result.